Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Sanctification Part 3. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 2 Corinthians chapter 7 verse 1. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all defilement of flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. I have just read from the King James Version. Lucy was going through a season in her life when she was not certain of the future, and she was becoming very depressed and fearful for the future. She knew she could not allow herself to remain fearful and depressed because she knew depression and fear are faith killers and door openers to other forms of spiritual defilements. She tried fighting the fear with her will, but she failed each and every time. She asked the Holy Spirit to help her, and immediately she remembered that the way to resist evil thoughts is by confessing the word of God and replacing each of those thoughts with what God has said concerning her. That was what she did and gained her freedom, grew in grace, and walked in her glorious destiny. Pride, fear, malice, hatred, heaviness, and lusts are the things that defile the spirit. They also lead to defilement of flesh, even though the flesh can be defiled without the spirit being defiled. We shall see this tomorrow. Many times, evil and unclean thoughts are sent from the realm of darkness against saints, because the enemy knows that if saints do not resist such thoughts, they will be defiled by them. This is the reason why we have been instructed by the Lord to guard our hearts with all diligence, for out of it proceeds the issues of life. One effective way to guard your heart is by guarding your thoughts, resisting evil and unclean negative thoughts, as we see in Philippians chapter 4 verse 8. Go into today dispelling every thought of fear and anxiety with the word of God. Do not just think the word, confess it until it changes what you believe. If you are listening to this and you are not yet born again, but you want to accept the Lord Jesus, let's pray this prayer together in faith. And as you confess the Lord, you will receive His salvation. Say, Lord Jesus, I give you my life. I no longer belong to myself. I now belong to you. I confess that you are Lord and owner of my life. And I believe that you died on the cross for me, and God raised you from the dead on the third day. And because of your resurrection, I will not perish. Thank you, Father, for receiving me into your family. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have just prayed this prayer in faith, I want to congratulate you. Visit our website and click on the menu there that says, Are You Saved? That menu will lead you to a web page where you will find resources and materials to help you grow. You can download the free audiobook there and listen to it. It will help you understand the faith and grow in your walk with God. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Proverbs chapter 29 to Proverbs chapter 30. The audio comes up next.
Whoever remains stiff-necked after many rebukes will suddenly be destroyed, without remedy. When the righteous thrive, the people rejoice. When the wicked rule, the people groan. A man who loves wisdom brings joy to his father, but a companion of prostitutes squanders his wealth. By justice, a king gives a country stability, but those who are greedy for bribes tear it down. Those who flatter their neighbors are spreading nets for their feet. Evildoers are snared by their own sin, but the righteous shout for joy and are glad. The righteous care about justice for the poor, but the wicked have no such concern. Mockers stir up a city, but the wise turn away anger. If a wise person goes to court with a fool, the fool rages and scoffs, and there is no peace. The bloodthirsty hate people of integrity and seek to kill the upright. Fools give full vent to their rage, but the wise bring calm in the end. If a ruler listens to lies, all his officials become wicked. The poor and the oppressor have this in common: the Lord gives sight to the eyes of both. If a king judges the poor with fairness, his throne will be established forever. a rod and a reprimand impart wisdom, but children left to themselves disgrace their mother. When the wicked thrive, so does sin, but the righteous will see their downfall. Discipline your children, and they will give you peace. They will bring you the delights you desire. Where there is no revelation, people cast off restraint. But blessed are those who heed wisdom's instructions. Servants cannot be corrected by mere words. Though they understand, they will not respond. Do you see someone who speaks in haste? There is more hope for a fool than for them. A servant pampered from youth would turn out to be insolent. An angry person stirs up dissension, and a hot-tempered person commits many sins. Pride brings a person low, but the lowly in spirit gain honor. The accomplices of thieves are their own enemy. They are put under oath and dare not testify. To fear anyone will prove to be a snare, but whoever trusts in the Lord is kept safe. Many seek an audience with a ruler, but it is from the Lord that one gets justice. The righteous detest the dishonest. The wicked detest the upright.
The sayings of Agur, son of Jacob, an inspired utterance. This man's utterance to Ithiel.
I am weary, God, but I can prevail. Surely I am only a brute, not a man. I do not have human understanding. I have not learned wisdom, nor have I attained to the knowledge of the Holy One. Who has gone up to heaven and come down? Whose hands have gathered up the wind? Who has wrapped up the waters in a cloak? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name, and what is the name of his son? Surely you know. Every word of God is flawless. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Do not add to his words, or he will rebuke you and prove you a liar. Two things I ask of you, Lord. Do not refuse me before I die. Keep falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise I may have too much and disown you and say, who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and steal and so dishonor the name of my God. Do not slander servants to their master, or they will curse you and you will pay for it. There are those who curse their fathers and do not bless their mothers, those who are pure in their own eyes and yet are not cleansed of their filth, those whose eyes are ever so haughty, whose glances are so disdainful, those whose teeth are swords and whose jaws are set with knives to devour the poor from the earth and the needy from among humankind. The leech has two daughters.
Give! Give!
They cry. There are three things that are never satisfied. Four that never say enough. The grave, the barren womb, land which is never satisfied with water, and fire which never says enough. The eye that mocks a father, that scorns an aged mother, will be pecked out by the ravens of the valley, will be eaten by the vultures. There are three things that are too amazing for me, four that I do not understand. The way of an eagle in the sky, the way of a snake on a rock, the way of a ship on the high seas, and the way of a man with a young woman. This is the way of an adulterous woman. She eats and wipes her mouth and says,
I've done nothing wrong.
Under three things the earth trembles, under four it cannot bear up. A servant who becomes king, a godless fool who gets plenty to eat, a contemptible woman who gets married, and a servant who displaces her mistress. Four things on earth are small, yet they are extremely wise. Ants are creatures of little strength, yet they store up their food in the summer. Hyraxes are creatures of little power, yet they make their home in the crags. Locusts have no king, yet they advance together in ranks. A lizard can be caught with the hand, yet it is found in kings' palaces. There are three things that are stately in their stride, four that move with stately bearing. A lion, mighty among beasts, who retreats before nothing. A strutting rooster, a he-goat, and a king secure against revolt. If you play the fool and exalt yourself, or if you plan evil, clap your hand over your mouth. For as churning cream produces butter, and as twisting the nose produces blood, so stirring up anger produces strife.
We invite you to tune in to the Stream Globe online radio. This is a 24-hour radio service providing you with the best of gospel music, sound Christian teachings, and your favorite Stream Globe devotionals. Share the link with a friend. You will find the link around the end of every devotional text. Hi everyone. This is just a quick heads up to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who may try to trick you into sharing sensitive information. Please remember that no one from Stream Globe would ever ask you for codes or numbers. Also, if you're on any of our Stream Globe WhatsApp groups, if you receive any unsolicited messages from a member of your WhatsApp group, don't panic. Don't leave the group. Simply block and report such a person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to send you messages again, and WhatsApp will take appropriate action to prevent this from happening to others. Such people will most likely be eventually banned by WhatsApp. So please be careful as you use WhatsApp, and remember to forward Stream Globe Devotional to your friends and contacts on WhatsApp.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at www.streamglobe.org.